Good day, world. Welcome to African Football Unfiltered with yours truly, Kamogelo Motetswane. Yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you guys. To be honest, I am honored to be here with a legendary guest, a special guest, somebody that can provide tremendous insight into the beautiful game, not just from an African perspective, but from a world league perspective, because he's played in the biggest leagues and in the biggest clubs in the world. So it is my honor and the SNL24 family's honor to introduce today our first guest, Mr. Abdel Javier, former Portuguese international, former Liverpool, Everton, Galatasaray, all the clubs, all the biggest clubs in the world. So it's an honor to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your invitation. For me, there are always special moments when I'm linking and when I'm close to Africa. Secondly, good luck to your project that you initiated, to all the team. I hope it can be a good journey, because sometimes it's not just what you can see. Sometimes it's very important to you added value for those who've been in the game. And for me, it's passing information. But the most important, that is the most important,
yes,
is that we have a nature inside of us.
Of course, of course, of course.
We have a nature that's coming from the streets, from the woods,
yes,
from poor conditions. And those who are able to have opportunity and to be focused in the different levels, they can achieve it. They can achieve it individually, and they can achieve it also collectively. Yeah. And for me, it's a pleasure to exchange a few ideas, a few practical insights through my career.
Of course, of course. And yeah, thank you for the well wishes. We appreciate that wholeheartedly. But yeah, just to begin, I think an apt place to start would be the place of your birth. You were born in, like you said, you were born in Mozambique. And yeah, you moved to Portugal at quite a young age. I just wanted to get into that a little bit. How did your move to Portugal come about, and how is it integrating into the Sporting Academy at such a young age? As a foreigner as well, as a foreigner as well.
Yes, that is a great question, because we always must to be very objective with the beginnings. It's very important, because if you ask me if I was thinking that I will be a football player, of course, in younger ages, it's tough to predict that. For that reason, I think many countries will suffer the big events. We are talking about independence. We are talking about colonization. We are talking about decisions. And my family took a decision to leave Mozambique in 75, 76 with all the problems that the countries face. Mozambique unrightly decided to be independent, and of course that caused a lot of problems, civil problems in the country. I was young. I born in the 1972. I have back in the day 3 years. Of course, I don't have opinion, because I was young. I need to decide. And in this case, my grandparents decide to go to Portugal. Portugal is a country who opened the doors to receive all people who want to come to Portugal. It was a great impact, because my family left everything. We are talking about possessions. We are talking about material possessions. Left everything in Mozambique. And they just decide by plane, by boat, go to Portugal. Difficult times, but in the end, we need to integrate it. My parents, my grandparents, they face a tough road to climb. Unfortunately, with the age of 6, by playing in the woods, playing in the community with my friends. That is something that we can see often in the neighbors of Africa, in the cities. I was playing in the streets. And there is a moment that I decide, because I was seeing, of course, youngers and references playing in the television. And one time, me and three more friends, we decide to go to a trial in a club. And the first club that I went to a trial, his name is Belenenses. It's a club in the city of Lisbon. Before I went to Sporting Lisbon, one of the best academies of youth development in the world. I went to this first club and we trained, me and the three more friends from the younger ages. And we have a pact, a compromise pact, because we was the best team in the woods. And we said, if we're going to be integrated in a team, we are talking about the age of 7. If we're going to be integrated in this team, we should be together. We're going to make a statement, a compromise statement, or we stay the 4. And if the 4 doesn't stay in the club, we come back to the woods. We come back to our ghetto, if you can say it in these special words. Because I'm proud to speak in this kind of way, because you cannot renegate your past. You cannot renegate your roots. You need to speak with your roots with proud, you know? Yeah. And in fact, one of the coaches back in the day with the age of 7, he said, Abel, we like you and you like your colleague, but there is another 2 that they should come in next year. You know, and I looked to the coach and I said, coach, no, we come in walking. We make too many miles walking, you know, to come into a trail. Yeah. And we have a wood compromise. Or we stay, the 4 of us, or after we come back home. No problem. In fact, we come back home. And we come back home and we keep training and we keep winning in the neighborhood against another neighborhoods. And we was feeling joy because we just want to express our football with joy and nothing more. And 1 year after, because Sporting Lisbon Academy, it was far, I was able to ask to my grandmother a little money for transport, to take the bus, to take the train, to go to Sporting Lisbon, because my parents will never allow it. My parents never allowed that I can be in football, because you need to be focused in studying. Because as a family name, we lost a lot of things. The family lost a lot of things. And for that reason, you need to be focused in studying. Get a formation, get a university. You're not allowed to play football. You can have your time in the woods, free time, but no play football. Yeah, and I need to be stick with my grandmother, you know, that raise me, create me, and also give me this kind of scap, you know, to be able to achieve my dream. But it was not just my dream. It was the dream of my friends, the dream of that small group of friends. In fact, we went to Sporting Lisbon with the age of 8 years. We taking the bus, we taking the train, 4 of us, we going to Sporting Lisbon, the team that initiates the all the program of youth development in Sporting Lisbon, the 4 of us, we was inside, we was involved and we was accepting. That means that in the end of the day, 1 year before, that coach from Belenenses, who doesn't see talent in everyone, 1 year after that, we develop skills by winning in the woods, we become better, we improve. And 1 year after, we was involved in Sporting Lisbon Academy. And from that moment, it was history. We start to climb, I start to progress, and I stay from 8 to 17 years in the Youth Develop Academy of Sporting Lisbon with great contents, great methodology, great coaches. Because back in the day, it's not just a question of coaching football.
Yeah.
It's a question to coach values, coach problems, understand social problems that exist in society. The coaches must be a solution of difficulties in your education as a parent, because they are occupied doing another stuff. And these coaches for youth development, they need to understand something more and then the personal objectives of them. They understand discrimination. They understand this balance of structure mentally. They understand lack of conditions. They understand if the young player have good notes in school, if the one player he does miss school, they deserve to coach and to they deserve to train. You know, everything he was achiever with a sense of you do it, you conquer. You do it right, you conquer. And Sporting Academy, you know, in this kind of specific development and program of Valos, they are top.
Yeah, yeah. You can see with all the players that they've produced, Figo, Cristiano, Nani, yes, Carisma, yes, all of these players, they're top players.
Yes,
Yes.
80% of the players that everybody named it, you know, as a great players, 80% they coming from Sporting Lisbon program.
From Portugal.
They coming from youth developed Sporting Lisbon program.
Wow. Yeah, it's
Academy,
it's fantastic.
Academy.
Definitely. That's amazing. Yeah, obviously you go on to have this amazing career in for club and for country as well. But you end up representing Portugal. As you alluded to, it was the place that you grew up and it's the place that you know. Was there ever a decision in your mind to ever think about playing for Mozambique instead, for internationally?
Yes. When I started to develop my career, I was focused in my career and I was focused in my duties. I was focused with my responsibility and I will focus as well in that day with the people who really want me. Just for you to imagine, Portugal have 12 million people, Portugal overall, 6 million, they are Benfica supporters.
Oh, really?
We are talking about a major club, we are talking a major brand international, and I was able, with 20 years, the first year that I came into Portugal, I play all the time, I was champion with Portugal. We play Champions League, and then I open doors to international market and the international career.
So is this when you are in Benfica that Mozambique comes to you and asks you, "Do you want? Can you play for us, Mr. Abdel? Can you play for Mozambique?"
No, Mozambique never expressed.
Oh, really?
All this time, no. In fact, that was one of the issues because I was able because I become Mozambique, also Portuguese citizen. That means that allowed me also to play for Portugal. That means that when I was growing in my youth program of club, I was selected to play nationally in the first team of Portugal, under 15. Under 15, under 16, under 17, we was Europe champion under 15. We was two times vice champion under 16, under 17, and we was World Cup champion under 20 organized by Portugal. That means that in the end of the day, you know, Mozambique never approached. In another way, I was doing my international career, youth international career with Portugal with a lot of success. And it was that success as well who gave me opportunity in a young ages to go to Benfica because I was already playing international football with the youth teams of Portugal. You know, in fact, when you're going to check from the youth teams of Portugal with Carlos Queiroz, that he was a coach of, in a certain moment of South Africa, Carlos Queiroz, he was my coach for 10 years, program in the national team, youth development national teams. Oh. Carlos Queiroz, he was my coach in under 15, under 16, under 17, under 20, under 21, we won all these trophies with Portugal under Carlos Queiroz's developed program. For that reason, when I went to first team of Portugal, Carlos Carozzi was the coach. I was playing in Amadora with 19 years, and I was the first player who played for second division club who selected to the first team national team of Portugal. Under Carlos Queiroz, management. Wow. For that reason, Carlos Queiroz is a special figure for me because he's also from Mozambique. He's from Nampula, where I born as well.
Yes.
We was together 10 years in Portugal, you know, and we have a great respect relationship because gratitude for those who are helping to progress and to make it your career, you never can forget.
Of course. Yeah, Carlos Queiroz is somebody that we respect a lot in South Africa. He was coach here. He's been coach of Real Madrid, Manchester United, big clubs.
Yeah.
Speaking about South Africa national head coach position, I understand that you were trying to get the position of Bafana coach some years ago. Is this true? And if so, how far did the process get of you being the new head coach of Bafana?
As you know, and like I said in the beginning, I'm very family with South Africa. I know very well the league. I know very well the setup of the teams. As a head coach of Mozambique, I was able to participate a lot of times in COSAFA tournaments. Mm-hmm. I was able to identify also, you know, the tournament of CHAN, the local tournament that involves, of course, the domestic players.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to study all the national teams. In fact, it's a duty as a head coach not just see players. You need to identify structures. You need to identify the competition of the players. You need to identify the leagues. And it's obvious that South Africa, you know, reunites not just structure conditions, not just quality of the players, like I said previously, but it's because there is, in my view, underachievement. It's true that I apply and I spoke with a few members in SAFA. That is true. And when I'm saying that, I'm saying with a lot of respect for Avram Graham that qualified South Africa to AFCON. You know, this is very important because between coaches, you know, we need to show respect.
Sure.
Normal, a coach never stay more than 2 years in the position because the pressure of the results. I will give another example. It seems a little bit out of context.
Okay.
That is a fact. That is a fact. That is a fact. If African player in this current day, individually, they are playing in one of the best teams in the world, individually, how they cannot make a strong national team in certain countries? How can it be possible that France can win the World Cup with 10 African players, genetic-wise, muscle-wise, physicality-wise, and the big ones, they don't compete to arrive to semi-final, to arrive to the end? This is the objective for me. This is the objective for me. When you're talking about national team environment, it still remains an objective. For that reason, when I took over of Mozambique, because the talent is there,
yeah,
we was able to identify 142 young players from Mozambique. 40% of these players, they play from under 15 to first team in my program. I was able to coordinate not just the first team and coordinate also the youth team development program in Mozambique from the age of 15 to first team. You know, and I was involved in the process because it's very important that a head coach must be present in all these structures.
Yeah, so Mr. Javier, sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to get your perspective. Obviously, you're speaking about your time in Mozambique, and you were, before that time, you were relatively successful because you came within goal difference, if I'm not mistaken, on two occasions to qualifying for AFCON. And
yes,
I just wanted to find out, do you think that it is this foundation that you've laid now that players like Ronaldo, Mandava are able to play at Atletico, and how the country is also able to play at their second AFCON in a row now? Is it because of the foundation that you and your team laid when you were first appointed in 2016?
I don't have any doubt about that. And in fact, when I was there, we play face-to-face with any national team, away and at home. We was able to give to the players the self-belief. We was able to give discipline. We was able to give a direction. We was able to give and to devolve proud, national proud. And the most important, we was able to create massification in the country, unite the country, you know, with football, unite the country, you know, to be competitive, unite the country to understand that they can achieve it. In fact, Mozambique achieved after two years. That means that in the end of the day, when I left Mozambique, after 3.5 years working, that is not easy, as you know, a coach stay in any country more than 3.5 years. I said to the president, I'm a Mozambique citizen. I know the issues here, the social issues that we need to add it to the planification of race competitiveness. We need to add it, social issues in the program as well. It's very important. Because when people recognize that those who are in the national team duties, they are also get back to the nation by doing good, you grow. You know, in Mozambique, I was the first one doing scouting and map the whole country because I have good relations with local coaches because they are extend arm of my job. I was able to visit and communicate to all coaches what we're going to do in the national team. Well, stabilize in the 48 hours period of my work in the national team, the work should be addressed to the club. They need to be aware what we are doing.
For sure.
When you see Ed Milson, that now in this present moment, he's playing. There is a period that he came to Portugal also to be involved with Sporting Lisbon. He stayed most of the time 6 months without playing. And I said, come and join. And because I stabilize a formation, also national team, come to training with us. Because we was working daily basis in the national team program. It's not just a question to work in the FIFA dates. We was working a daily basis with all the teams. All the teams identify the players and be a solution for them. And in fact, Ed Milson, as you know, is one of the best left back in this present moment, you know? Of course, when you don't achieve major results, they're going to say, you fail. I never fail. With Mozambique, I don't fail. I was one of the coaches who participated, plus the others as well, local coaches. And now the coach that is now presently, they deserve respect because they was able to achieve. This, for me, is important.
I agree. As I was researching you and I looked closer at your work with Mozambique, I could see that there was tremendous progress. And now to see these players, as you mentioned, to become the best in the world and some of the best on the continent is it speaks to your work. And you speak about progress. And I just wanted to ask you a couple of quick fire questions. Yes or no, or you give me an option. I just like to dig a little bit deeper into your career and some of the thoughts that you might have about football. So regarding your playing career, who was the toughest player that you faced as a defender?
It's a very difficult question. You know, I cannot individualize because I faced so much great players, great players. And that was a great challenge, by the way. I love it. But I think that the key element, you know, I cannot name one player, you know. If you're talking about, for example, in Premiership, you're talking about national times games. Yeah. Thierry Henry of France.
Okay.
You know, tough player. Ronaldo, Nazario.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. unbelievable. You know, those kind of players, it's difficult to find again. But yes. But he was amazing challenge, very good, tremendous. Awesome. I love it.
And the best player you've coached?
It's tough. You know, there is one special player that I think that he was overachievement for his career, because I think he doesn't make the correct decisions. He should internationalize his career early. If you talk about Mozambique, we are talking about Pelembe. He played many years in South Africa. He do very well. You know, if you're talking about the setup of Mozambique, Pelembe, it's a tremendous talent.
You think he could have went to a higher level than South Africa?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. If you're talking about 10 years before, 15 years before, with good directions, with good management, with good surrounding, with good people, that is important. You know, he should internationalize his career. He was able to play international football in a good team. You know, but he's still playing, still produce, he's still the captain of Mozambique, you know, and they remain intact, because it's not a question of age, it's a question of the way you conduct yourself, you know, to the challenge. And he was one of the good players.
And then if you had to choose between Cristiano Ronaldo or Figo, who would you choose?
It's a tough question as well, you know, because Cristiano in these periods, in this generation, one of the greatness, one of the best players, the ambassador actually of Portugal, but it's very unfair. Compare players in the different generations.
Oh, okay.
I will stick with the respect, because if you see it, normally the generations, they produce one best player. In this generation, they produce two best players, Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. You should respect them. If you go looking backwards, you know, he's talking about Maradona, you're talking about Pelé, but after, you can see it also Nazaro, Ronaldo, you can see, you know, great players. I think you need to respect these big references in each moment, in each generation. I think that is the best tribute that I can make to the greatness of these players. You know, you know, I cannot compare. We just can give tribute to them. And all the young players, they need to go back and look the history,
exactly,
how these people achieve, you know, because in these present days, everything is too fast. Everybody wants to achieve. All players want to achieve. But it's impossible, because it's very difficult to arrive there. It's very tough, very difficult to arrive there, you know. For that reason, we need to get back certain values from before, adjust to the present moment, and grow individually and collectively.
For sure. I agree. And then obviously you've played in England, and then you've played in America as well. Which of these places has the better food?
The better food?
Yeah.
I think you need to adapt everywhere you're going. You always find international restaurants, of course. But it's very important also for you to, you know, eat the tradition foods. Because you are showing also respect, you know. And for me, of course, I don't have a special option, because I still remain very disciplined when it comes to nutrition.
Oh, okay.
You need to be very restricted, because disease will pay. You will pay one day. You know, it's very important. But you know, we are talking about lifestyle, we are talking about language, culture, traditions, religion, you know. But the most important is for yourself and your family, you are involved in a good environment and you settle, you know, and you become one of them, and you get experiences in any ways, you know, for you to become accepted, you know, and produce. You need to be productive. That for me is very important, because if you are working expected and you don't produce nothing, you are not doing nothing there. You need to be productive. You need to be able to form, develop, help, you know, and to be helped as well. Because we remain all the time in the formation attitude.
Of course, of course, of course. And yeah, that's pretty much it from us. Yeah, I've enjoyed this conversation so much. I wish we could continue. I know you're very busy, man. I know you're very busy, man, and I don't want to keep you waiting any longer. So yeah, that is it from us. Thank you all for tuning in to this week's edition of the show. If you'd like to get involved in the conversation, please find our social media pages at snl24.com, snl24sa, to get in touch. Thank you to our guest, Mr. Abel Javier. A legend of the game. World Cup players played in the World Cup, the European Championships, Champions League, won countless trophies in England, in Portugal, all over the place. Like I said before, it's been a tremendous honor for you to be on our show. And I thank you for making time again. I wish you the very best in your future endeavors, sir.
Camozelo, it was a pleasure. Of course, we have a lot to speak about.
Of course.
About football world. You know, yes. It's a lot of things. But thank you for you to give me opportunity. You know, I wish you all the best with this setup. And we never know. Football is a small world, you know.
Yes.
You never know. Maybe one day I will coach in South Africa. You never know.
Please.
Depending of the mindset and the program that you want to be placed. You never know, because I'm a head coach, or open all the time to see opportunities where I can add it.
Yes.
Value. It's not a question to work. Work, you can work, but you need to work with the objective, clear objective to progress and to achieve and to help. This is, for me, the most important thing. For that reason, all the best. Thank you so much, you know, and see you soon.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll keep the clubs in South Africa on the lookout for you, and then we'll let them know that you're available.
No. I think football is a small world, you know, and instructors, they need to identify directions. And of course, in this present moment, I'm available, you know, football. Sometimes you are available, sometimes you are not available. Mm-hmm. But the most important is to find the correct structure and the correct mindset. This is, for me, the most important thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. And yeah, to our viewers and our listeners, thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll be back again shortly with another episode. In the meantime, have a good rest of the day. Bye.